Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going on a data quest. You sent us a bunch of resources about data sets for data science.
Yeah, it's quite a collection.
It is, and it's like a treasure map to some pretty amazing information. We're talking about websites like Our World in Data, Get Open Data, and even a list of 10 big data URLs. So we're going to explore what's in these data sets, why they matter, and how you can use them.
I think what's exciting is that we've got a real mix here. Global stuff, UK-specific stuff, even some hyperlocal data.
Right, like global CO2 emissions, UK hospital wait times, and even the nitty-gritty of NYC taxi rides.
It really highlights how data is everywhere and can be used to understand pretty much anything.
Absolutely. So Our World in Data really jumped out at me. It has data on how life expectancy has changed over centuries.
Oh, yeah, that's fascinating. You can see the impact of things like sanitation and healthcare advancements.
I know. And it has global poverty trends and even how leading causes of death have changed over time.
It's a gold mine for spotting trends, making predictions, and understanding these big, complex global systems. Like, imagine analyzing CO2 emissions next to economic data.
You could model the impact of different climate policies, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and then there's Get Open Data. This one seems to be more focused on the UK, right?
Yeah, it's all about UK data. Things like election results, hospital waiting lists, even the number of businesses in your local area.
So, like, someone could use this to see how many businesses are in their town?
Yep, or how long people are waiting at their local hospital. Imagine a local business owner using this data. They could understand their market better and maybe even make better decisions.
Oh, that's a good point. And it's not just for businesses either. Policy analysts could study the effects of, say, healthcare reforms.
Right, the potential applications are huge.
And then we have this Northern Ireland Open Data Portal, which is even more focused, super hyperlocal.
It's all about Northern Ireland. You can find data on anything from tourism to property values, really specific stuff.
And that kind of granularity is really useful for targeted interventions, right? Like local councils could use it.
Exactly. Think about community development or understanding how different regions compare. Local data empowers people to make better decisions on a local level.
It's like zooming in on a specific area and getting a really clear picture.
Exactly. It's about having the right data at the right level. Global for the big picture, and then local for more focused actions.
Makes sense. And then there's the taxi data and the 10 big data URLs. It's amazing how much data is out there.
It is. Think about the stories hidden in millions of taxi rides, or the potential of using data sets from different places together. You could get totally new insights.
Yeah, like combining that taxi data with weather data or something.
Exactly. That's where things get really interesting. It's all about asking the right questions and finding those connections.
It's almost like data is becoming more democratic. You know, it's accessible to everyone.
It is, and that's a really exciting thing. It means more people can explore data, ask questions, and maybe even solve problems they care about.
Totally. So of all this data, what really stood out to you?
Well, the CO2 emissions data from Our World in Data is really valuable if you're looking at climate change. Like, you can track how industrialization and different economic policies have affected emissions.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's like having a historical record of our impact on the planet.
Exactly. And then the UK A&E wait times from Get Open Data are super interesting, too. They offer a snapshot of how the healthcare system is working.
You can see if wait times are getting better or worse, right?
Yeah. You could also look at seasonal trends or the effects of public health campaigns.
Lots of possibilities there. And it's not just A&E times. We've also got data on election results, crime, personal well-being.
Yeah, the variety is amazing. It shows how much potential data has for understanding our lives on a big scale and a small scale.
Right. But having data is just the first step, right? What about actually analyzing it, making sense of it all?
That's the real challenge, and that's where things get even more exciting. It is. It's like having all these ingredients, but you need to know what to do with them.
Okay, so where do we even start with data analysis?
Well, think of it like a journey, right? And the first step on any journey is knowing where you want to go.
So we need a destination. What are we trying to find out?
Exactly. Define your question first. What are you hoping to learn from this data? What problem are you trying to solve?
So before we even look at the data itself, we need a clear purpose for our analysis.
Yeah, that's crucial. Then once you know what you're looking for, you can start gathering the right data.
Like downloading those data sets from Our World in Data or Get Open Data.
Right. Or maybe you need to tap into APIs or even collect some data yourself manually.
So it's like gathering all the pieces of the puzzle before you start putting it together.
Exactly. And once you've got your data, the next step is to clean it up and prep it for analysis.
Clean it up?
Yeah, you know, deal with any missing values and consistencies, make sure it's all in a format that's ready to be analyzed.
Oh, I see. So it's like getting all the ingredients ready before you start cooking.
Yeah, exactly. Data cleaning isn't always the most fun part, but it's super important. You want to make sure you're finding accurate.
Garbage in, garbage out, right? Okay, so our data is all clean and prepped. What's next?
Now comes the exciting part, the actual analysis. This is where you use different techniques to explore the data, look for patterns, and try to get those insights we've been talking about.
It's like putting on our detective hats.
Ha, yeah. And just like a detective uses different tools, data scientists have a whole toolbox of techniques.
Like what?
Well, there's regression analysis to see how different variables are related, clustering to group similar data points, and even machine learning to build models that can predict things.
Wow, that's a lot of tools.
It is. And the key is knowing which tool to use for which job. It all depends on what you're trying to find out and what kind of data you have.
Makes sense. So, say we've done all the analysis and we saw some really interesting stuff. What then?
Well, you got to share your findings, right? That's the final step. Communication, create reports, presentations, visualizations.
So, you need to tell a story with the data. Make it easy to understand.
Exactly. And who you telling that story to matters too. Are you talking about other data scientists or maybe business people or even the general public?
Right, so you need to tailor your message to the audience.
Yeah. And remember, data analysis isn't always a straight line. Sometimes you got to go back, refine your question, maybe even collect more data.
So it's more of a cycle. You analyze, you learn, you adjust, and then you analyze some more.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about exploring, trying new things, and refining your approach as you go along. It's a journey, not a destination.
That makes sense. Okay, so we've talked about the process, but what about the tools? You mentioned Python and R. What other tools are out there, especially for someone just starting out?
Oh, there are tons of tools, from simple spreadsheets to super sophisticated platforms. It really depends on your skill level and how complex your analysis is.
So if you're just starting out, you don't need to learn Python right away.
No, not at all. For basic exploration and visualization, you can stick with familiar tools like Excel or Google Sheets. You can still create charts and graphs and get a feel for your data.
Okay, so start with what you know and then build up from there.
Exactly. And as you learn more, you can move on to tools like Tableau or Power BI. They have more advanced features, and you can create really cool interactive dashboards.
Oh, cool. So you level up your data visualization game.
Yep. And then if you want to go even deeper, that's when you can start exploring those programming languages like Python and R.
Those are the big guns, huh?
They are, but they give you a lot of power and flexibility. And then there are cloud-based platforms like Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud. They offer tools for storing data, processing it, even doing machine learning.
Wow, it's a whole data science world out there.
It really is. And the best part is a lot of these platforms have free versions or trials, so you can try them out without spending a ton of money.
So there's no excuse not to dive in. But what if someone is feeling a bit overwhelmed by this? Where should they start?
The great thing is there's no one right way to do it. It's all about finding what works for you, your learning style, and what you want to achieve with data analysis.
So embrace the journey, be curious, and don't be afraid to experiment a bit.
Exactly. And the data science community is full of helpful people. There are online groups, forums, all sorts of resources. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
It's like a whole network of data detectives, all working together to solve mysteries.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So go out there, connect with other data enthusiasts, and share your passion for data.
That's great advice. It's not just about the tools, it's about the people too. But let's talk about mindset for a minute. What kind of mindset do you need to really thrive in data science? What are the key ingredients for success?
That's a really good question. It's definitely not just about technical skills. You need the right way of thinking about data and analysis. Yeah, you need to be curious, like genuinely want to understand the world around you and see how data can help you do that.
So not just crunching numbers, but actually asking questions and trying to uncover the stories behind the data.
Exactly. It's about being a detective. And you also need to be persistent. Data analysis can be tough sometimes.
You mean like hitting roadblocks and stuff?
Yeah, you'll get stuck sometimes, but you can't give up. You got to keep learning, keep trying new things.
So it's more like a marathon than a sprint?
Yep, it takes endurance. And along with persistence, you need a bit of creativity too.
Oh, how so?
Well, data analysis isn't just about following a formula. Sometimes you got to think outside the box, find new ways to look at the data.
Like how to visualize it or something.
Yeah, visualization is a big part of it, and you need to be creative in finding solutions to problems. And I'd say collaboration is really important too.
So data science isn't a solo mission.
Not really. It's much better when you can work with others, share ideas, and combine your skills. You can tackle bigger problems that way.
Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say.
Exactly. The data science community is all about sharing knowledge and working together.
That sounds like a pretty great community to be a part of. Okay, so we've talked about the process, the tools, the mindset. Let's bring it all back down to earth for a second. Can you give us some real-world examples of how data science is being used to solve problems today?
Oh, for sure. There are so many examples. Data science is being used in pretty much every industry you can think of.
Well, let's start with healthcare. How is data science changing things there?
Healthcare is a great example. It's being totally transformed by data science. Like, think about medical imaging.
X-rays and MRIs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Doctors are using machine learning algorithms to analyze those images. They can detect things like tumors with amazing accuracy.
Like having an AI doctor working with the human doctors, right?
Exactly. It's like a second pair of eyes that can spot things that might be missed. And it's not just for diagnosis, is it there?
Oh, what else?
They're using data science to personalize treatment plans for patients, like based on their genes, lifestyle, medical history, all that stuff.
So every patient gets a treatment plan that's specifically for them.
Yeah, it's about tailoring treatments to the individual, which hopefully leads to better outcomes.
That's amazing. What about preventing diseases? Can data science help with that?
Absolutely. They're using data science to identify risk factors for things like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So doctors can intervene early, maybe even prevent the disease from developing.
It's like predicting the future of your health.
Kind of. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're using data science to develop new drugs, improve clinical trials, make hospitals run more efficiently. The possibilities are huge.
Data science is really changing the face of healthcare. But what about business? How are they using it?
Businesses are using data science in all sorts of ways. Marketing, sales, supply chain management, customer service, you name it.
So data isn't just for the back office anymore.
Nope. It's being used to make strategic decisions at all levels of a business. Like companies use it to analyze customer data.
You mean like figure out what customers are buying and stuff?
Yeah, and predict who might switch to a competitor. They even use it to personalize marketing campaigns.
So they can target ads to people who are actually interested in their product?
Exactly. They're using it to make marketing more effective and build stronger relationships with customers.
That makes sense. What about operations? How can data science help with that?
Well, they can use it to optimize supply chains, forecast demand, and manage inventory better.
So basically, make everything run more smoothly.
Yeah, and more efficiently, which means lower costs for businesses and faster delivery times for customers. Everybody wins.
And what about customer service?
They're using data science to analyze customer feedback, you know, from surveys and reviews. That way they can identify common problems and find solutions faster.
So they can improve the overall customer experience.
Right. And these are just a few examples. Data science is really changing the way businesses operate and how they interact with their customers.
It's amazing how much data science is doing in healthcare, in business, and everywhere else. It really feels like it's becoming a part of everyday life.
Yeah, it's not just a niche thing anymore. It's everywhere, and it's only going to become more important in the future.
And that's exciting, but it also means we need to be careful, right? Make sure we're using data science ethically and responsibly.
Definitely. With great power comes great responsibility, as they say. So as we wrap up, any final thoughts on the future of data science? What should our listeners keep in mind?
I think the biggest thing is that data science is constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn, new challenges to tackle. So stay curious, keep learning, and always think about the ethical side of things. That's great advice. So folks, data science is a powerful tool for understanding our world and building a better future. Let's use it wisely. Thanks for joining us on another deep dive. Until next time, EOCN.